90.3 867 1190
Near FM.
I am joined now on the line by Sarah Zimmerman from Fingal One Future, and we're going to discuss the granting of planning permission for a data centre at Hunstown in North Dublin. Hunstown is sort of north of Finglas, kind of just north of Finglas there actually, is where the Rollstone Quarry is located, for those of you who know the area. Good morning, Sarah, and it's nice to talk to you.
Hi, how are you?
Sarah, we are at the moment in of the throes of an energy crisis. Now, it is well documented that data centres absolutely gobble up power. Now, the first rule of economics 101 is the law of supply and demand. So, if it's at a premium and we're opening up data centres which are going to gobble up a limited amount of it, that to me means that the cost of electricity is going to go up across the board for the ordinary people. Am I totally wrong here?
No, I think you're right there. And so Fingal One Future, we're a group that's open to anyone interested in taking climate action in Fingal. And our priorities are to drive the phasing out of fossil fuel use in Ireland. And we also support a just transition to renewable energy. So yes, the Hunstown, so in April 2022, Energia were granted planning permission, as you said, and this facility features both gas and diesel generators and fuel tanks. So fossil fuels will be used to power it and act as, and will also act as a backup energy supply. So, you know, this data centre will put pressure on an already energy constrained system. And our main concerns relate to, as you said, energy security. And, Air Grid has warned that the state may face an electricity shortfall over the next few winters unless it boosts supply to meet increasing demand from data centres. And this is, you know, it's exacerbated by the situation now, the war in Ukraine.
But
we
have evidence from these data centres. I mean, I was shocked to see the amount of energy that they literally gobble up. And
yeah,
like, I'm all for progress, don't get me wrong, I'm all for progress, and you know, we have to move on and we have to keep moving forward and we have to try and do things better than we are doing them, obviously, because I don't think, primarily because I don't think there's a household in the country, or the majority of them, cannot sustain the growth in the cost of living that we're seeing at the moment. But I mean, giving permission for another one of these right at the verge of a massive urban conurbation, like, it makes no sense to me that a data centre can be powering ahead and, as you say, maybe this winter coming or the following one, 500 yards down the road, there's 4,000 or 5,000 people without electricity because we have to bring in cuts to spread it around.
Yeah, and, like, you know, we want the application overturned until there is a full national plan that can guarantee energy security. And we also want to see the data centres, the development is in line with our sectoral climate emission targets as well. So we really are, we're appealing to Bord Pleanála to really reverse this decision. We don't think it's appropriate at all, given our current situation and given the cost of living crisis that we're in.
How about this for an idea, Sarah? Just came to me when you were talking there. We'll give you all the planning permission for all the data centres you want. You can put up as many of them as you like. But you power them yourself, as opposed to tapping into the grid.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're just not there yet. You know, it'll take at least a decade to kind of develop our renewable energy capacity. And also, yes, these facilities should be renewably driven by renewable energy.
Now, the reason that I put that proposal is I am very familiar with a company on the Cork-Kerry borders who are one of the biggest producers of doors and windows in Europe, may I say. And I knew them when they started. Such was their energy costs that the owner of the company has invested in windmill to a wind turbine, should I say, not a windmill, a wind turbine. And so impressed was he with the efficiency and the cost of it that he got a second one on site. He is now fully self-sufficient with his production there. And so efficient and self-sufficient is he that he is actually selling back electricity now to the national grid, whereas before he was paying through the nose for it.
Yeah, and that's brilliant, and that's the way we have to go. And one of the planning conditions with set for Huntstown Data Centre is that energy consumed on-site is to be offset with new renewable Irish-made energy. Now that's something, but offsetting is quite a complicated issue, and it has a lot of problems. So we really want to see them actually just driven by sustainable renewable energy power.
Now, I know that it's a two-pronged approach that you're coming at here. You don't want an additional pressure being placed on the national grid, but obviously the emissions from these data centres as well, probably, I suppose, if the truth be told, Sarah, it'd be your number one concern. But I would contend that a lot of people would be sort of saying, oh yeah, that's terrible. But what's even worse is they have electricity up there to run a data centre. I can't boil a kettle. And I think that's where the ordinary people are going to come, look at this and say, not on, not happening.
Yeah, I think energy security is definitely the top issue. And like data centres, they're responsible for a relatively small proportion of the emissions, but there's an issue, given the situation we're in, that we just can't afford any extra electricity usage with extra emissions. And also, I think it's damaging in terms of the messaging. So,
And as a matter of interest, Sarah, I know you intend, or you appealed this to An Bord Pleanála on the honour before the 19th of May, which was last Thursday, if my maths is right. Who are they? We hear about data centres, but who are they? Who owns them? Where do they come from? Are they Irish owned? Are they American owned? Are they European? What's their background?
It's really, they're driven by the big tech. So Ireland is one of Europe's largest data centre hubs, and Dublin actually has 25% of all data centres in Europe. And Google, Amazon, Facebook.
Back up there a second, Sarah. Yeah. If you don't mind me being so rude. Dublin alone has a quarter of all the data centres in Europe, not Ireland now. Dublin.
That's my understanding, yes.
That's bonkers.
I think it's the largest hub now. And the thing is, corporations, there's a trend of pushing everything online. So we need data centres, sending email and social media, we use data centres, and they provide essential services, and we accept that, but we have more than enough at this stage to deliver those essential services. And a lot of what's being driven online, say, and there are issues around data that's really unnecessary to be stored. People can store a lot of things still on hard drives and disks. So the corporations, this trend of pushing everything online is driven by big business, because data on people has such value.
Did a lovely segue into what I was about to say, which is that we know now that data is the new currency. I mean, information on people is massive currency now worldwide. In the initial planning application. Now, obviously, it was granted, but were there any objections to the initial planning application?
think my understanding is that this project has been in kind of in development since about 2020. So it's, and you know, the connection to the grid was, I think, done quite a bit before this moratorium was brought in January. I think there were, and the plan has been revised. I think the plan was to have 3 data halls beside the power station. It was revised down to 2.
Yeah, they're just for people who may be wondering where this is. If you're heading south on the M50, and just when you pass the exit for Finglas or Ashburn or Derry, if you look to your right safely, you will see a massive power station in there. That's actually Hunstown Power Station there. Mm-hmm. So where they're talking about is, I would imagine, somewhere between there and Hunstown Quarry, which is, what, 500 or 600 yards further on, out towards Ashburn. Yeah.
So it has developed and changed over about, I'd say, 18 months or maybe longer. So we did an initial objection to the planning, and you know, it was granted. The planning permission was granted. So, and now there we need to appeal.
And on that appeal, now, without giving the game away, Sarah, like, how many grounds? I don't want the individual ones listed, obviously, but how many grounds would you be roughly making the appeal to on board Planava on?
I think it's really in relation to, I suppose, the planning and the Fingal development plan. So the development of this data centre goes against the Fingal development plan, the current one, and also on the grounds of the climate action target. And there's added issues of, obviously, the energy security issues, which are a huge planning issue as well.
Well, I would imagine that in the current climate, that would have to have huge significance, you know, because, like I said, we don't have an infinite supply of power in the country. And I mean, as you quite rightly said, Sarah, now, sort of, AirGrid or ESB or whoever they happen to be this week are saying, well, we thought that there might be outages, but there probably won't now. We'll have enough to get by. But I mean, there's a lot of probablys, ifs, ands and maybes. But if you start lumping all these data centres onto the grid, well, like I said, we don't have an infinite supply of it. So you're spreading a finite resource even thinner again. So I would imagine that they might have to think about that aspect of their reply. Tell me this, Sarah. You have information stalls in Swords and Balbriggan. Tell me about those.
Well, we just had some just simple promotional stalls just to try and get people, to make people aware of this new proposed data centre and to try and get some signatures for the appeal. So just a promotional awareness campaign.
And was it successful? Obviously, if you have
Yes. We got it. People are interested. It's a topic that people are interested in.
And so I can assure you,
a very useful discussion.
And I can assure you, Sarah, with the rising cost in fuel for your home, be it to heat it or to light it. And as you said, the possibility that we may, even with that, we may be in the darkness because of outages to spread the supply around. I have a feeling people will get a lot more interested in it. Sarah, would you do me a favour, please, and Sean as well there in Fingal One Future, would you keep us updated with the progress of this appeal? Because we would hear at Near FM on the North Side Today programme, we would be extremely interested to hear how progress goes on this.
We will definitely. And thanks so much for your help and support.
Sarah Zimmerman from the Fingal One Future. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It has been informative. And I'm telling you, it's something to be watched and something to be kept an eye on. In the meantime, Sarah, as I said, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
90.3 867 1190 Near FM.